head can tide. Being tied up in your life got me really questioning my real question. I am I, have I really been from time? Have I really been on your mind? Have you been a good guy? Gotta give you the side eye, gotta give it cause you lie lie. What a coulda shoulda my guy. Bye. Yeah, yeah, I'm good to go. Nothing personal. When I say told you so, cause you hurt me so.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is a place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
This is Bird Note. It's one of those clear, quiet winter mornings on the bay. The silence is broken by a series of loud, insistent calls. What's the source of this wild refrain? There, 100 yards out where the water deepens, is a small cluster of sea ducks, dressed mostly in white. They're long-tailed ducks, back for the winter from nesting far to the north. Long-tailed ducks are named for the male's plumage. Long, slender tail plumes extend almost a foot behind his body. Long-tailed ducks are far more vocal than most ducks, a feature that has earned them a host of charming nicknames. The name that probably comes closest to capturing the sound of the male's call is from the Cree language, Hahaway. This winter, along either coast or on the Great Lakes, listen for long-tailed ducks. By listening, you'll have an advantage, because they can be hard to spot. When they're feeding, long-tailed ducks spend a lot of time underwater, and they can dive as deep as 200 feet. Even so, you can get a good look at a long-tailed duck on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein. This episode is dedicated to Dan Moore for his many years of board service and generous support of Bird Note.
Hello, hello, hello. I am back. You've been tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territories. In the second set of dope female artists, we heard from Sudan Archives with the track My Type, followed by Dina with Imaginary Friends. And then we heard from Rochelle Jordan with the track Already. And lastly, we had Park Hyejin with the track Like This. Okay, guys, now it is recipe time. I am going to share a recipe that I've written a lot of recipes in my day, and I've even created an e-cookbook and all that back in 2024. And this recipe is actually in that e-book that I want to share because, number one, it's super, super easy. And number two, it's perfect for this time of year, I feel, because it... once you've made this and it comes out of the oven, it just looks so pretty because of the color of the ingredients that you're going to use. So what is the recipe? It is a fried plantain flatbread with blueberries and drizzled with honey. So let's get into the ingredients. So I actually used naan bread as the base, and that's why it's a super, super easy recipe to create. So I'm going to kind of give you the ingredients based on making like two individual servings. However, you can scale up if you need be. So starting off again with two pieces of naan bread, then I'm going to use two tablespoons of my favorite cooking oil. So it could be olive, coconut, whatever works for you, avocado, all the things. I am also going to use a quarter cup of chopped really fine red onion, one very ripe plantain. So plantains, when you buy them in the grocery store, you can get them pretty much anywhere. They're usually not necessarily green. They're yellow skin. They look like, you know, a bruised banana to a degree. But with this recipe, I encourage you to let your plantain ripe as much as you can before it going bad. So you don't want it to get like extremely dark on the outer skin. But if you have a lot of like bruising and dark spots, that is amazing because that means that the plantain's going to be even sweeter. Then a half of cup of blueberries is called for in this recipe, 1 cup of feta cheese, 1 cup of ricotta, 1 cup of arugula, fresh arugula, 1 tablespoon of honey. Now, I was lucky at the time when I first created this recipe that I had access to blueberry honey, but no stress, a regular honey will do, or any other honey that you want to add. I also included 1 teaspoon of red chili pepper flakes. I sometimes like to add more, but I understand that some people are not always down for the heat. So just used based on your preference. Then I also add a teaspoon of basil, 1 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, and then I added salt and pepper to taste. So one of the first things that I did was I would preheat the oven at 350. And I line a baking sheet with parchment paper. Then I'm going to heat a medium pan or frying pan with my favorite oil. And that's when I will be frying up my plantains. So I'm going to fry them up. Because you are working with a really ripe plantain, it's going to look, if you've ever worked with bananas and tried to do like a caramelized banana, that's kind of what it's going to look like. And then I am going to remove from heat and set that aside. Then I'm going to get into the base, right? So I am going to use a bowl and I'm going to stir, I'm going to add my like ricotta, my feta cheese, and I'm going to stir that all together. And then I will spread that on the naan bread. Then I'm going to top the bread with our base with our fried plantains. Then I will add our red onions. And for the red onions, if you want to do them sliced instead of chopped, you can do as you please. It is all good. And then I also sprinkle some of the spices as well. And then I will sprinkle the blueberries on top too. Then I will place the naan pizzas into the oven and I'll bake for about 10 minutes or until the blueberries look like they're about to burst. So one thing I've noticed is that when I first created this recipe, I was using a gas stove and it was different than when I was in another space using an electric stove. So just kind of pay attention. It could be 8 minutes, it could be 12, but it's you'll notice that the blueberries are about to burst and that's kind of when you're done. And then when you remove it, you will top it with your arugula and then you will drizzle it with your honey and you are pretty much good to go. If you are following Beets and Eats on Instagram, you will be able to see a post later this afternoon with photos of what this delicious flatbread looks like and you'll see how pretty it is and that all the colors really come together. It really does scream spring, I swear. And it is so delicious. I feel like the sweetness of the plantain and the honey with some of the hotter peppers that is used is a beautiful symphony in your mouth. So if you try it, please let me know. Now, I can't believe I'm coming to the end of the show. I have one more amazing set to share with you. So I do want to thank you for joining me for another episode of Beets and Eats. Again, if you are on Instagram, we are at Beets and Eats BC to get connected and to see some photos of this recipe. So before I make way for the next show, Young Artist Bedroom, here are a few more dope tracks to enjoy. We are going to hear another track from Sudan Archives with Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. And then we are also going to hear Rebecca Vasman again. I really, really love Rebecca's style. Rebecca and Emily Boyd are also on this track with Goodness Does Shine, because you know it really does. And then lastly, we have another track from Park Hai Jin with How Come. So if there is some time, you will hear a bit of that track as well. Yeah, yeah. I hit the dance floor. Come on.
that you left. A precious image in my head. Now there's so much I left unsaid. And can we please rewind the time? God, I didn't see the sign. Yo, I cannot keep them off my mind. No, you see me grinding to the beat. These call me Queen Bee. Sweetest honey and I'm fly. Oh, you looking super fine. Hit my line all the time. I turn a straight by. I still can't get you off my mind. I'm the best, I'm a dime. Do I need a I wanna fight that makeup, make love in Jamaica.